Welcome to Overwhelming Joy. Are you glowing, growing, or don't know where you're going? Well, you've come to the right place. Together as daughters of the King of Kings, our highest privilege is to faithfully commune with God and humbly walk in obedience to His truth as He reveals Himself to us in His Word. I'm Paulette, and thank you for joining me today. Pull up your chair, Bible, and journal, and pour yourself a cup of joy.
Welcome to Table Talk. Today we're going to look at a very interesting story in 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 6. It starts with verse 5. When David and the house of Israel was celebrating before the Lord, and they had the Ark of God, and they were traveling with it, and Uzzah put out his hand and took hold of it, for the oxen had stumbled. And in verse 7, it says, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and God struck him down there because of his error, and he died there beside the Ark of God. And David was angry because the Lord had broken out against Uzzah, and David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, how can the Ark of the Lord come to me? So David wasn't willing to take the Ark of the Lord into the city of David, but took it instead to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the Ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. Now look what interestingly happens, starting verse 12. And it was told King David, the Lord has blessed the household of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the Ark of God. So David went and brought up the Ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing. And when those who bore the Ark of the Lord had gone 6 steps, he sacrificed an ox and a fattened animal, and David danced before the Lord with all his might. Now what changed? At the beginning, someone made an error, and God expressed his wrath and judgment, and that terrified David. So he refused to take the might and power of God in the Ark of the Covenant into his home, because he was terrified of messing up and having God's wrath on himself. But the positive, humble boldness of Obed-Edom housing the Ark of God and being blessed by it, and that word coming to King David, he basically went and stole it, removed it out of the house of Obed-Edom, now wanting it back for himself, wanting to seek that blessing. Now, in reading commentary and studying it, what I realize it is saying for me is that God in his power and his might now dwells within us. When Christ died for our sins to make an atonement and a sacrifice and a way for us to believe in him and spend eternity with him, and the Holy Spirit was given as our comforter and guide and helper when Christ ascended, then we are now the dwelling place of God. So it is a blessing for families to welcome in God into their hearts and therefore their home. And happy is the one or the family who has God near them, who is centered around God. And blessings will come to those and the families and the generations of those who are strong in faith. But the amazing thing, and what action step came out of my diving into this truth of 2 Samuel 6, is we don't have to go and take it from anyone else. We don't have to go and steal it from a neighbor. We don't have to go and steal it from someone we admire at church. We have the ability to have Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior and have a personal walk with him and share that with others. We can share what we know and have. It's nothing we have to take and have for a time for ourselves and give it and lose it. So the power and the promise that Christ came to spread the gospel and that we have the ability to spread and share the gospel is a honor, one we should not take lightly. It made me cross-reference to 1 Peter 2, 6 through 8, about how he is our cornerstone. 1 Peter 2, 6 through 8. Behold, I am laying in Zion the stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. That's what reminded me of the fact that we have the offer and the ability to have within us that cornerstone, and we are to share it. We are to share it with anyone and everyone as an honor to God for honoring us. But I just thought this was a very interesting story if you haven't been reading the Old Testament lately, and it gets even more interesting after this. So I offer you to go read 2 Samuel 6, and after the story I just referenced ended, keep reading from verse 16 on about what happens then when David does take the Ark of the Lord home. He and his wife Michael have a experience after that. But thank you for tuning in, and tune in next week for Table Talk.
May we all continue in pursuit of more of God's presence in our lives. With God, we have the power to shift our perspective from what I am dwelling on to who I am dwelling in. I'm Paulette. Join me next time at my table for more overwhelming joy.